is by Jessica Turian, other co-authors Citiano, Kasman, Irmak, and Speck. Soybean growth and developmental stage-driven crop coefficient simulation.
Thank you. Okay. Just click the point. Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone. I am honored that my presentation is included to honor Jim Jones here. Thank you very much. I would have been your last postdoc if I had not changed my mind in 2009. At any rate, I enjoyed my stay in Nebraska, and I do a lot of practical type of research that's now operational. In fact, I had a chance to have a collaborative project with Dr. Irmak, of which Jim Jones also mentored for so many years, of which he treated you as a father. Okay, again. I would like to share to you some aspects on the use of soybean growth and development stages to estimate daily crop coefficient over the growing season. Now, this is just a review. Crop coefficient is a ratio of the crop transpiration and potential evapotranspiration of a reference grass or alfalfa. Typically, low is the initial stage of the crop and then increase towards the crop development and attains maximum at mid-season and decrease thereafter towards the late season. Oops. Of which, for soybean in particular, in FAO 56, these stages are assigned with these coefficient values with fixed number of duration. Oops. Okay. However, these stages in soybean vary because soybean is not only sensitive to temperature but also to photoperiod. And thus, planting date is a good example there. Farmers plant at different times. And the use of cultivar maturity group, which is that duration from initial crop establishment to maturation. And other growth-related stage irrigation decision, which I will talk about later. In 1982, a lysimeter method in Lincoln, Nebraska was done, reporting coefficient values of different phenology of soybean from vegetative to reproductive. Note that this is not on scale, if you notice the scale here, okay? Again, another study was done using eddy covariance flux that was on scale, but the growth stages was not reported. So what I've done was to simulate these two studies together using a SOISI model that was published by Citiano in 2010, just for me to scale this properly and also to learn what are the respective growth stages of this study. Now, note that at R2, this study had already reached KC maximum and somewhat here at the same time. Now, what I've done for this study here was to simulate that, put a proper scale and the respective growth stages of soybean that looks and the KC growing during the growing season would look like that, okay? Then the objective of my study was to compare simulated phenology of soybean using SOISI model versus the observed soybean phenology, both research and producer fields. Second one is to use that simulated phenology to determine the daily KC values and to validate crop water usage by comparing estimated soil water depletion over time at any given day with the soil estimated depletion also by soil water sensors that are commonly used by farmers in Nebraska. Come to the method, I used historical data from 1999 to 2007 by these respective authors. I simulated those soybean growth stages for three states, Nebraska, Iowa, and Indiana, with a little bit wider maturity group here from 0.8 to 4.2. Now, I integrated that with my current research from 2009 and 2010 at Nebraska Research and Producer Fields with a little bit narrower maturity group there. Scored the phenology twice at the research fields and weekly to early mid-season, late season for producers' fields, depending on the distance. Okay. So we estimated soil water depletion by the soil water model. Depletion was defined as the differential from the maximum available soil water of a certain soil minus the available soil water of that particular day, of which the known water balance is here. I wouldn't elaborate that further. And then you have the soil water sensor depletion here, which is a matrix granular sensor commonly used by farmers, installed at different depths until 1 meter zone in a soybean field. This is the first result of my objective one. Here I have here the simulated phenology versus the observed phenology of research fields from Nebraska, Iowa, and Indiana from 1999 to 2010. And the simulated phenology has really good agreement when you see these figures here. Okay. In fact, the results of this validation is already available in the Agronomy Journal that's just published recently. Probably it will be in the November, September issue. And for the Nebraska producer fields, although the RMSE increased a little bit, this is the simulated phenology and the observed phenology of the vegetative stage, and this is the same analysis for the reproductive stage as well. Now, we thought that the prediction of the forecast of this phenology are pretty good, that we can use it to assign the cardinal points of the crop coefficient, okay? So this is the crop coefficient here. This is an example of my research field in Lincoln, Nebraska in 2010. This is the crop coefficient values, and this is the days after emergence, and notice the cardinal points above. And we started from 0.1 until 1.1, down to 0.2 at R7, which is the physiological maturity. Now I'm going back here to the R2 stage. Normally when you reach a stage where a crop is almost at full canopy, you will have maximum crop coefficient already at that time, crop water use, where most of the crop, if you attain already greater than 3 LAI, you already have 100% ground coverage and you attain your maximum crop water use. Okay. Now, an additional point here is R7, which is already a physiological maturity in soybean, does not necessarily need any more water. And sometimes you see farmers irrigating when that stage already has attained. And so we force these KC values here into zero. Okay? And just to show again the same KC values here, just to show the crop ET over the growing season and then over using this y-axis here. And I accumulated that over the growing season right here. And this is the axis for that. Note that for R7, because we dropped it to zero, that also remained at that point. Okay, no more increase of the accumulation. Now for the objective three, I estimated the soil water depletion using the UNL soil water model. For a silty clay loam soil, for example, which has 150 millimeter maximum available water, notice that early in the season you have a lot of rainfall, it would remain there, okay? And then it drops down as your water use increases every day. The blue line here, I would go back, the blue line is the UNL soil water model, and the estimated soil water depletion by soil sensor are these open symbols right here. Does it match perfectly? We assume that because both of these are estimated values of depletion, okay? And here, the red circles are when we triggered irrigation, when this depletion reached to 35% of the total, okay? Again, this is the R7. It remains up there with this big rainfall. And look at the water depletion after R7. It's not too much. Okay. Now, I took these individual points, this estimated soil water depletion by soil sensor and the blue line, and at any given day, I put that in the X and Y axis and have this agreement here. Although there is a little bit bias here, this is the mean of these different observations in the field. And it's also understandable that in the field is very variable. So you will have a bias here in one area, you will have this kind of situation in another area, and this kind of situation in one area. And that's why it's important to have more than one sensor in the field. And if you ask a farmer, they only have one sensor, and then they ask us, it's very variable at their level. Okay? And going to my summary, the simulated phenology agree with the observed phenology, and we use that to estimate the daily KC. And the forecasting of the VNR stages is operational right now. One could either use SOISIM model or the UNL soil water. We embed the subsystem to here to predict the phenology in UNL soil water. And farmers within the High Plains Regional Climate Center of Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Colorado can use this for free. The downloading of weather data is automated, and you don't have to do anything much more. Of course, there's caution in relating soil water depletion by both of these. When you try to compare two things that are both estimates, you know, sometimes farmers don't understand that soil sensor depletion is also an estimate, and they have a lot of variation in their field. And another study by Dr. Ermak will be used to fine-tune soybean case study in the future. Thank you.